There's Daryl Worley and Have You Forgotten right here on Iron Country, Big Red in the Morning. And we want to welcome back to the show the man who just sang that song. We want to welcome Daryl Worley back to Iron Country. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. And, you know, the other day when I got this opportunity to talk to you, I almost had forgotten and didn't realize that it has already been 20 years since 9/11. Yes, boy, that... Well, I remember exactly where I was that day. I remember exactly what I was doing, but didn't realize 20 years had already passed.
It's crazy.
It is. It's just crazy. Do you remember what you were doing when that whole thing went down?
Oh, absolutely. I had just rolled back into Nashville on the tour bus, and we were crashed in the Hermitage parking lot. But I woke up early, probably when the bus stopped, and went to my townhouse, which is only about 3 blocks away, and just a crash in a bigger bed, and then the downstairs we had one of those old timey answer machines, and it started just going crazy. And I thought, goodness, what's going on? Let me get up and see what this is all about. And found out, you know, there was something crazy going on. So we only had one TV in the whole place. I went up and woke the roommate up and told him to scoot over so I could sit on the edge of the bed and turn the TV on. And we turned it on just a few minutes before the second plane hit the towers, and of course they came almost immediately on and said we were under attack, terrorist attack. And I just remember I thought of my family. We grew up right by a huge power producing dam on the Tennessee River called Pickwick Dam, and I thought, man, if we're truly under a big attack, that could be a target. I'm going to find my folks, you know, and I jumped in the truck and took off. So it's one of those days you'll never forget.
Well, you know, Daryl, with all the emotion that was going on that day, it had to, did that song just come flowing from you when you wrote Have You Forgotten?
It did. I mean, it didn't take us a long time to write it. You know, I'm not one of those guys that does it the next day. I'd let it simmer for a while, but we went over to the war zone in 2002 for the first time in December to entertain the troops, and that experience really struck me. And so when I got home, I called up my old buddy Wynn and said, we need to sit down and pen something to address, you know, just the idea of honoring and remembering those people who've over the years and all through these different conflicts, all the way back to the Revolutionary War, people, you know, passionate enough, cared enough about our country, our nation, where it was headed, and what it stands for to, you know, give up their lives if that's what it means, and their heart for other people to care enough about, like our first responders. Many, many of those mm-hmm. people gave their lives on 9/11, and so it's just one of those songs of remembrance and to honor those, and it's what it's always been, nothing more, nothing less. It's just, it's pretty straightforward. And somehow it must have tapped into some the nervous system of the American people, because it sure was a big song and a blessing to all of us.
Well, I know we still get a lot of requests for it, Daryl, and even to this day. And now you're doing something to commemorate the anniversary. Now you've partnered with a veteran-owned and operated Leatherwood Distillery to launch a limited edition spirits line to raise money and awareness for veterans and military organizations. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with that and what's going on.
Well, as you said, the distillery is veteran-owned and operated, and most of the guys that distill the spirits there are like former SF Special Forces operators, you know, the Green Beret guys, and just incredible people. I've gone there and spent time with them to get to know them and talk about the project. And now when I'm in the Nashville area, if I don't have anything else going on, I just go up and hang out with them, because they're just great guys. They got a lot of passion for this project. I said about each of them, I think they would do it for nothing just to help their brothers out. And so a lot of the focus is on veteran suicide, and we have three organizations that we're going to donate money to, you know, if we sell these things like we think we will. It's Charlie Daniels Journey Home Project, the Special Operators Foundation and the Special Forces Association, and they're all three very legitimate organizations. You can check those out. Money goes to the cause. And so we agreed, and I said, yeah, I'm in, because they showed me the, you know, preliminary numbers and what we might be able to send over to these organizations could really make a difference. And so they're going to distill 2,021 bottles of each of their different spirits. They got a bourbon and a rye, and then several different flavors of moonshine. And when they're gone, they're gone. You got some really incredible labels. I was blown away by the artwork. My signature's on there. The title of the song, Have You Forgotten, is on there. And then there's different scenes and different logos on each bottle. You just have to go online and check those out, because they're really, really cool labels. And you can do that. You can check them out at DarylWorleyWhiskey.com or LeatherwoodDistillery.com. And you can also order there as well. And the way things are going, we are supposed to, you know, the sale date is 9/11, but I think that they may all be gone before then. So mm-hmm. We're pretty excited. Like I said before, the numbers are pretty significant. And if we can pass this money on to some organizations that will, you know, take this whole thing very seriously, and I know they will, we could make a difference. And this plague in our nation right now, with all of our service members, so many of them taking their lives every day. You know, Charlie Daniels and I spoke about this a while before he passed away, and he said, it's up to us, Daryl. He said, the government's not going to do it. They would have already done something if they were going to. And he said, so it's going to have to come from the private sector, and it's up to people like me and you. And so when these guys called, I thought, man, what a better cause than this. And they make pretty doggone good whiskey.
Well, I saw all the different types of whiskey. And, you know, Daryl, we always say here that the biggest crime that we see each and every day is that there are homeless vets and vets in need of help. And so this is a great benefit that we are 100% behind. And like you said, the on sale date is the 9/11. But if people are able to buy it now, I don't see it lasting that long.
Pre-sales are pretty good, you know, and that's our hope, you know, because we've already actually talked about some other projects that we might embark on if this goes like we hope it will. You know, I just want to work with these guys, because they're just some of the best people I've ever been around, and I know that their heart's in the right place. I mean, these guys are not about making a whole bunch of money. They just want to help, and it's just a great cause. You know, if we can, even if we don't turn the world upside down, you know, we may inspire some other people that have better means than we do to make a difference in this cause. And as long as it's moving in a positive direction, we're all excited. So,
and one more time, Daryl,
thank you so much for.
Oh, you bet! And one more time, where can people?
Thank you for.
Okay, go ahead.
It's all good. I think you know what I was going to say.
Well, I just, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're doing this and on this big of a scale. And you said that you can look these bottles up at DarylWorleyWhiskey.com, and you said Leatherwood Distillery is the other one.
Yeah, leatherwooddistillery.com. And I mean, it's real easy to find. As soon as it pops up, you're going to see our promotion, because that's the biggest thing they got going right now. And to be perfectly honest with you, they're just like me. We're pushing that harder than anything else right now. And I've got a project called 22 that's about this same thing, a musical project. But we're going to start releasing songs from that on 9/11, and that'll go all the way through Veterans Day. So that's just kind of an extended part of this that will hopefully carry right on into the new year, because me and the group of people who funded this musical project, we're all about trying to make a difference on this veteran suicide thing as well. So it's just something that we're all very passionate about, but we couldn't get the word out to people that, you know, what we're doing, and if it weren't for you guys, and we thank you so much. This line of spirits is a commemorative thing, you know, to commemorate the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And I don't think you'll ever see anything like this again. So, you know, even if if you're not a big whiskey guy, you might get it as a collector's piece, and they're going to be, it's just a really cool looking label, and the whole thing is done with a lot of class.
It is. I've looked at it online, and it is outstanding. And Daryl, like I said before, I appreciate you doing this, and I appreciate you taking time with us on the air today. And you're always welcome back here at Iron Country.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you very much.